I'm not God. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
If you think that way, do you know that you will not be offended a lot? Because you expect people to make mistakes. The Bible says that Jesus did not commit himself unto men because he knew that they were men. Is anybody here with me? He refused to. And the reason why he did that is because he knows that men can make mistakes. Now, let's go back to this thing. So the first step is what? You answering the call of wisdom, and that is why this is the first thing that I'm going to ask us to look into in this series. Answering the call of wisdom. This is the reason why we must listen to wisdom, because wisdom, basically, it helps you to shape your thoughts alongside with the thought of God. That's number one thing. Wisdom helps you to do what? To adjust our thought, with the thought of God. If you go with me to the book of Proverbs, let's go to Proverbs chapter 1. Proverbs chapter 1. Quickly, because of time. Proverbs chapter 1. Answering the call of wisdom. And I'm going to read from verse 20. Please follow me, everybody. If you don't have a Bible, I would have loved you to read. Have your Bible in your hand, but you haven't got. You will see what I'm trying to say here. Listen to this. Listen to this. I need to rush because I want to put something in your spirit before we leave this place. This is Proverbs chapter 1, verse 20. It said, wisdom calls aloud outside. Is anyone hearing the voice of wisdom here this morning? Oh, come on, please help me. Wisdom calls where? Wisdom calls aloud outside. She raises a voice in the open squares. She cries out in the chief concourses. Now, church, please give me 1 minute. Look at me 1 minute. Did you notice that in that scripture, wisdom is described as she? Come on, church, please. Can you see the way she's been kind of described? She. Why? Why is he not he? Why is he described as she? The reason why is because God, in his own sovereignty, right, made it to be that wisdom, if you're going to have, you need to have a relationship with wisdom as a man and a woman. How you will chase, how a man will pursue, listen, pay attention to not just even before wife, just a girlfriend, someone you want to, you love, a lady that you want to chase, a new love, someone you have just found, right? And how many of us know that when you just had a new catch, I remember in those days, a new toss, a new babe, praise God. And many of us that are married here, praise God, and many of us that are not married, we've been all over the place anyway. But the thing is, when you just find a new beautiful lady that you want to pursue, your heartbeat changes. No, I'm telling you the truth. I don't want to lie because we're in church. I know what I'm talking about. When you just come across a fresh babe, and you just like the person, you want to be with her every now and then. You want to be on the phone. You want to talk. You want to chase. You want to buy gifts and everything. This is the way that God wants us to chase wisdom. That's why it's a woman in the scripture. The same way that you buy gifts, the same way you wait, you know, you will hang in the lady's house, you know where she's going to pass. Many of us that have been all this, we're all looking at me as if I'm the only one that is guilty now. May the Lord forgive you. In Jesus' name. That's why the scripture says she. And when you continue to read, if you have an understanding of that, then you know the reason why you have to be with wisdom every day. She cries out in the chief concourses at the openings of the gates in the city. She speaks a word. How long, you simple, will you love simplicity? For scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Turn at my